Dark Fragments, written by Rob Sinclair and read by Matt Bates.
Prologue.
"Were you ever happy?" she asked.
"Of course," I said.
"And what made you happy?"
"Lots of things. It depends what point in my life you're asking about. I was a happy kid, certainly. My upbringing wasn't particularly hard or painful."
"And what about in your adult life?"
"Alice made me happy."
"Always?"
"No, not always. We were together for 12 years. We had ups and downs like everyone else. But in the early days, before marriages and mortgages and children and complications, our relationship was perfect."
"And since Alice?"
"Since Alice. Since Alice, I've never been the same."
"You mean you've never been that happy again?"
"No, not like I was back then."
"What would that person, the old you, think of you now? What would he say if he were to meet you?"
"He wouldn't recognize me. We're such different people. But then, I could never have foreseen that my life would turn out like this. I could never have imagined that one day in our home, in our bed, I would find Alice murdered."
Chapter 1.
"What's 2 plus 2 plus 2 plus 2?
Harry said.
2,
Chloe blurted out.
"No, idiot."
"Harry, be nice," I said. Chloe gave her brother a withering look.
"Come on, Dad, what is it?"
Harry said as he skipped a few steps in front of me. Chloe was by my side, her tiny hand snug inside mine. 8, I said. It took Harry a few moments to determine whether I was indeed correct.
"Yes,"
he finally said.
"Okay, so what's 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,
is, I said.
Is,
echoed Chloe.
A lot isn't a number, Dad. Play properly.
Okay, what was the question again? I can't remember.
Two,
Chloe blurted out again.
Chloe,
Harry said in disgust. My turn, then, I said. If I have £3 and an ice cream costs £1, how many ice creams will each of us have?
Ice cream,
Chloe said. Harry snorted.
That's too easy.
What is it, then?
One. No, you'll have none.
Because I'm eating them all. Unless you beat me to the ice cream van. With that, Harry and Chloe both screamed in delight. Harry burst off at pace through the park gates and toward the van a couple of hundred yards ahead. Chloe let go of my hand and started running, more like shimmying, really, after her big brother. After a few paces, though, she stopped and pouted.
He beat me, she said sulkily. Keep going, you only have to beat me.
With renewed impetus, she set off again. I couldn't help but beam as I watched my kids dashing away. Not a care in the world except for making sure they got an ice cream. The innocence of youth truly is wonderfully blinkered. It's infectious, too. Spending time with my children, especially impromptu time, was like a drug, making me forget, at least temporarily, the many troubles in my life. And I really needed the respite. Usually our childminder, Mary, who I thought was a sweet and caring woman, but who the kids thought was old and boring, would pick the children up after school on a Monday. Not today, though. It might have been October, but the weather was balmy and sunny. Though, to be honest, even if it had been minus 10 out, the kids wouldn't have said no to ice cream in the park. And I'd had a crappy week. Scratch that, I'd had a shitty month. And Harry and Chloe were as ever the perfect pick-me-up.